Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Morgan. Thank you. Right back at you. Okay, it's time to go to the lead reporter from the ANN, Alice Nerd Network. He has spent the weekend, I'm going to assume, running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Lots to do, settling in a new place. Tell us everything. Vincent Crackhorn.
Good morning from Santa Cruz. Am I on?
You are.
Oh, it worked. Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
That
first
part
thing that's gone well for a while.
I know. Oh my God, where do you want to start?
Well, I don't want to start at all, but if you want to hear the story about what's happened, I'll
listen,
tell you.
I don't know if you can get out of it. There's you wouldn't believe the people were freaking out Thursday. Why is Vinny suddenly gone?
Right.
And,
well, that's where I'll begin, I guess.
Okay.
If you don't know, I live in an area where there's a raging wildfire at the moment. So
right.
We'd sort of been waiting out the fire. There was a fire or evacuation warning, and we were kind of waiting that out. A lot of our neighbors had already split. They just decided
Forget it.
That
we're going.
Well, you know, and I didn't really think about it. Each level of this, you know, each of the possibilities, my wife certainly was like, maybe we need to get out of here in case there's traffic.
Right.
Like, it could be sort of a mad rush to get, you know, out of here. So, but basically we've just said, all right, let's just wait till we get the order and then we'll get out of here. So Thursday morning, I woke up where I live and was ready to broadcast, and we were doing our show when I finished one of the breaks. I guess what was that, 6:30?
You know, I think 7 o'clock you bolted, like you finished.
Yeah, so,
up because you told us right before we went on the air, and you're like, that can't go on air for good reason. There's an excellent reason behind that, and
right,
and then 7 o'clock you took off.
Okay, so that's it. So here I am looking at basically an evacuation order that's pending or coming down.
We're so already
pretty sure it's
huge stress.
Right. We're right. I mean, look, all of this on top of COVID. Are you kidding me?
Right. I know. It just gets better and better. 2020.
Right. So anyway, I walked out of the room and, where I was broadcasting, and that's Christina was tripping, and she goes, my car was stolen last night. And so, you know, it takes
You're
a
like,
second.
What?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm like sort of in show mode. I didn't come out for that. I came out to get a cup of coffee. So
right,
I was definitely
yeah.
like, okay, hold on. Let me think about this. And then, and look, I don't take joy in sharing this part of the story, but it is part of the story. And we all live with people and know our people. And so my first question is, were the keys in the car? And so she has to go check. And yes, the keys were in the car. So the car's gone and the keys were in there. So were the house keys on your car key chain? Yes. So now we're about to evacuate. And the robbers know where we live and have a key to our house.
Don't even have to break a window to loot.
Well, obviously that just sort of put me in a new state of stress. And
there was something you needed to get to, and the show suddenly becomes,
well,
oh my God, I can't continue to broadcast and act like someone doesn't have the keys to my house.
Right.
And my
car. That we don't have to get out of here. I mean, that was the other thing, is we knew we were going to have to get out of there. So in retrospect, obviously I freaked out at that point, left the show, and we start scrambling because we're trying to figure out. I've got my mom in town. I've got her dog. We've got Leo the cat. We've got the two kids. We got, you know, what are we taking with us? Who's getting, you know, what?
Oh,
I need my bathing suit. No, you don't. Trust me.
Yeah.
That's not what we're taking with us today. So there was all that kind of chaos was sort of happening for a while there. And we had to find that. And in retrospect, I wish we hadn't changed the locks. But in the moment.
Really? Why?
Well, because I'll get to that part. So we're trying to get any locksmith we can to come out to the house. And it turns out we found the worst one in the Bay Area. So he's like, I can't rekey any of this. I'm going to have to change all the knobs. And we're just like, oh my God, now this guy is tearing apart all of the doorknobs.
Oh no. Oh my God.
While we're trying to, and I'm sitting there going, just rekey it. No, these locks I can't. And the guy's like getting stuff from the hardware store instead of his own shop. I don't even know who we got, but it was,
oh my God.
It was sort of that happened as I was trying to load up one of, make a run and load up one of the vans. So at one point we got a guy in our house who's ruining our front door, who's not wearing a mask, and we're yelling from down the hall, put your mask on.
Oh
dude, you're killing us. So, you know, and then he's like, I can get you these. And we just went, no more. Like, just finish these doors so that we can lock them. Give us the keys. We don't want to order anything. We don't want to
we don't
to make
want any
plans.
Continued contact with you.
We just want to finish what we've started here and be done. So that was one of the really, like, sort of stressful moments was, I can't believe we're going to have to leave our house and not have any security there at all, like, with these... So anyway, and we had video, by the way, of the robbers stealing the car, except that it was the middle of the night at 3 a.m. And my mom goes, you know, I heard someone start the car. And I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't know it was your car, though. Oh, my God, because my mom was sleeping in my daughter's room. Anyway, it was just one of those things where all of this stuff is happening at once, and I'm sort of all, and meanwhile, I'm just loading the van. I'm just trying to load, like, what can we get out of here?
And I being so, seething. I'm sure that was a place that I would have been like, I gotta go. This seems
I'll tell you that
difficult.
At first, I was absolutely upset because, you know, I have talked with my look, I've told you guys a million times, I turn around and check the doors after I've already left the house. Like, I have
already
have
security.
Paranoia.
Right.
And so to know that now the
bad guys got the keys.
The only thing we didn't do was put a free sign on the car, basically. So
Well, you know, the thing is, you guys live in a safe neighborhood. That is the last thing I expected to hear. You're like, something has happened. What? Our car was stolen from our front yard. Like, okay, it's a crime of opportunity. But why were they cruising through checking cars in your neighborhood? Like, it just doesn't, you're so remote. Like, I just
But now I can tell you why.
Okay.
Because these are the people who come out when there is an evacuation order. These are the people who show up in the town where there's trouble and loot you. And so we were looted the first night, which was surprising because there really wasn't an evacuation order yet. It was a warning.
You mean looted as in the car was stolen?
Yes, but
they didn't loot your house.
No, but, they could have had they not been caught. We think they've been caught. So
Oh.
there were there were a group of like five people caught looting the area. And so do I know that it's them? I do not. But do I think it's them? Yes. We think that these are the people who stole the car. They were in the area working at the time. So they've been arrested. And whether or not it was them or another group of looters, that's what is happening here. There's definitely people who came to town to
Advantage of people who were already at their lowest. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, so just look, go on.
Nah, it's just, you know, it's just hard to put your head into that space where someone goes, oh, these people are effed. Let's eff them harder.
Well,
like,
right.
Who does that?
These guys do, and more, yeah. Because so let me just say a couple things, though, on the other side of that, because I don't want this. Believe me, that bums me out, and it's awful. But, you know, we've had tragedies in the past in this country, and you know, you hate to think you need a 9/11 to see Americans rally together, but that's when we rallied together, is when, you know, during dark times. And there's no doubt that watching this pandemic hit and not seeing that happen has been disturbing and difficult. The lack of civility and the lack of sort of
cohesion,
care for one another has been difficult to watch. And I've been bummed about it a lot, especially because I read more of the news probably than most. But I will say, out of this, fire. Our community came together in a way that, like, I'm just proud and super stoked. And even for the people who've posted on our Instagram and supported us and you know, lifted us up when we're just, like, on the run, basically running with whatever we can get to get to a safe place. And, you know, I've been encouraged and feel really good about that. So, yes, there are looters who have come out, and one of the people fighting the fire, I have the story, I'll do it again later, but just to mention, just to make the point, a fireman fighting the fire had his car broken into, they stole his wallet, and they completely drained his bank account while he was fighting a fire. So, yes, there are scumbags in this world, and there are currently in the Santa Cruz area working. And, you know, that said, the fire, the police, they have brought a sense of order to a lot of this chaos that's been helpful. And it's been encouraging. And that, so this leads me back to, I shouldn't have changed the locks, because they've got the whole city locked down. So I went back in to try and get more stuff, and they busted me. they absolutely pulled me over, and I got a car full of stuff. And I'm like, I'm a homeowner. It's mine. And they checked me out fully.
Good.
Checked. So that was
That's
very,
actually great.
It was nerve-wracking, to say
I'm
the
sure.
least. You know,
no,
I mean,
really,
I
this
thought,
is my stuff.
Right. The days of me being in trouble with the police should be long behind me. And so it was a little there were some nervous moments there. Like, this is me. This is my where I live. This is my kid's bike. Yeah. You know, like I. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's why I wish I hadn't. We created just another level of stress trying to get a locksmith and change the locks. And meanwhile,
oh my
we're
God.
Trying to get all our stuff and get the hell out of there. But in the end, by Thursday night, I had my kids and my wife in a safe place. They're at her dad's in Monterey, or the Monterey area. And that was because where I'm at right now broadcasting from is in Santa Cruz, in the city. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know if that fire was going to jump through town either. So she was just like, I'm setting up camp far away from everything. I don't have to worry about possibly doing it again. You know what I mean? And then,
so
of course,
I was... So did you commute to there this morning, or have you just been staying
No,
there?
I'm, I, I stayed here. Well, so after I got them to there, me and my mom stayed at the beach Thursday okay. because we had the dog and they had the cat.
Ah.
The two are not, cannot
oil and water,
out.
Sure. Tiny little place that wouldn't be good for Leo.
Or, no.
or either
so,
one of them, probably.
Right. So then I woke up Friday. Was that Friday morning? Yeah. And then yes. we, Friday morning is the morning I went back and stole some of my stuff. And that's when I got in trouble. And then I had to get that dropped off. And then I took my mom to Southern California.
South, right.
So
did you stay there at her house on Saturday
Friday night?
I stayed there.
Yeah. We got a pizza.
Oh, nice.
And then I crashed and then drove home Saturday. So the thing about this smoke is that as we drove away from the Bay Area, the whole state is under a smoke cloud. The whole state.
It's unbelievable. And we got a break from it yesterday, which I was amazed because the wind changed and you could actually go outside the house for a second. I mean, you could still smell it, but it wasn't like it had been. But it's just, it's so scary right now. You know, we always talk about go bags, Vin. And I guess in my head, I thought to myself, I basically have it mentally packed, but it wasn't. And I thought, you know, if in the middle of the night, someone knocked at the door and goes, now, I didn't have something I could just grab. So we actually on Thursday, you know, you were sort of the catalyst to this. I was like, you know what? Here is a bag. Please pack 3 days worth of clothes in it. Put your chargers and all your other stuff. You know, we ran around and found spare chargers and get a whole bag of that together. Like made a file of passports and social security cards and, you know, all the crap that you have that you need. And there's a pile of luggage in our laundry room now. I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to take any chances with it. Like, I think in my head, I'm ready. I'm mentally packed. And I'm sure a lot of people are like that. I did not physically have go bags. And I feel like it's a load. And even the kids, you know, I didn't want to scare them.
Right.
But I think a degree of healthy, like, look, this is happening. It's real. And I always think about Coffee Park. Because to me, like, when I would hear wildfires, I thought forested areas, places that are difficult to fight the fire. These are, you know, remote areas. I always thought of it like that. And then when Coffee Park burned, which I knew that neighborhood, and it looks exactly like my neighborhood. It's, I would say slightly less forested than your neighborhood. It's just like an established neighborhood with tons of big trees. It's Bryn's house. It's Benicia. It's anywhere. It can happen anywhere. And right now, did you hear the whole thing about, you know, COVID-19 did not just get thrown to the side when they're fighting these fires. Like,
right.
There's all these protocols that these guys have to go through, too. It's just making everything more difficult. Like, we have a lot of fires that have been burning all this time and are still 0% contained. And supposedly we were getting a big influx of firefighters over the weekend. So I didn't see if that happened or not. But it's just the absolute worst time. It's fire season was always going to happen, but because of not this past weekend, but the weekend before's lightning storms, it is in full swing. And it's, I just feel for everyone. There's so many people evacuated. And just the fear level, like we're not evacuated, but there's an undercurrent of tension and fear. Like what next? What is going to happen next? So,
well, to your point, let me tell you a story. So
yeah.
As far as like getting your stuff ready, I think, you know, look, you can't go wrong having a little go bag. There's no doubt that you're not going to want to keep your most sensitive files in a suitcase in the laundry room. So there's, you know, there's some decisions that have to be made in that respect. But what we had plenty of time to get things. And I will tell you that as you're walking through your house going, here's what I need. You start looking at things and going, I want all this.
Yeah.
There isn't any
all
of this
things.
That I don't want. So
that's why I have it.
You do start taking more than you need, so to speak. But that's because you think if I'm leaving here for good, I really need these things that I've got here. So we took a lot of stuff, but on the news last night, there was a guy who was way deeper in the woods, and this was a story on the news, so I'm not sort of outing someone or you know, making fun. I'm not in any way trying to do that. But this person was told to evacuate, and he said, okay. And they split, and they didn't take anything because they figured there was nothing that would happen to their place, and their place burned down. And so he was on the news saying, I just didn't think it would happen to us, so we just grabbed a couple, you know, clothing items and split. And we figured we'd be back in our house in a day or two, and now I'm standing in rubble and ashes. And so to that point, I felt good about the way we didn't take it that way at all. We went, let's get all this. And we got enough stuff that we're good for more than a week without doing laundry, and enough stuff that we're like, okay, we've got the computers, and that I can broadcast because I've got the stuff.
You broke down your thing, and exactly, yeah. So, if you have the luxury of time, use it. Get your stuff out because you just don't know. You know, go bags are really for when you've somehow missed the early warnings and someone's knocking at your door. Like, you know, back to coffee party in paradise. People were knocking on the door and they were like, get in our vehicle right now. And people ran out of their houses in their robes. Like, that's what a go bag is for. So I'm happy that we did it, but you're right. Given the luxury of a little bit of time, I would stuff my car full of stuff.
It's hard to not.
With you. I want everything. I want all the stuff that's in here.
It's hard to not. You just look at stuff as you're going through your drawers and you just start going, I just want, I'm not okay
all of
with
it.
Walking. Yeah, I bought all this for a reason. This is my stuff. So we did get a lot of stuff out of there. And I think after we saw the story on the news last night, I don't know when it was. I'm really, all the days are blended and blurry, but basically, I'll be really, really happy to carry all this crap back.
Right.
If we're lucky enough to get to carry it all back, I'll be happy about that.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if you still had your house?
If we have that luxury, then that will be great. So I just want to repeat, though, that, you know, to the community in Santa Cruz County, that seeing everyone come together, seeing everyone help each other has been beautiful. And it's not a good circumstance, but it's good to know that this is the America and the community that I remember and know and love. And it's nice to see everyone, neighbors helping one another. What do you need? What do you got? What can we do for you? And even the support on my Instagram has been helpful. So I just want to say thanks, and you know, we'll get to the other side of this. On that note,
we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.